Blog Talk Radio.
I am officially retiring from the NFL and Green Bay Packers. And
here we go. To the 40, the 30, the 20. Touchdown, Prince.
Let me tell you what happened. I make that ass drop like a sack of potatoes. What grill on the cracker later?
Freeze. In the air to center. Has it done it? Way back. Hello, game seven. Goodbye. Home run. An unbelievable win for the St. Louis Cardinals.
And the gas tank. I'm almost at the finish line, so I can't stop now. I don't really know where I'm headed.
What's going on, everybody? It's another edition of Some of Sports Rap with your host, the Zen Man. And, you know, as usual, it's been a long day, but I'm happy to be home talking about sports, and I am joining you every Thursday night at 11 p.m. Last week, we had Kyle Kizer on the air, a football star who's going up the team, and at this point, he is in Austria, so hopefully within a couple weeks, maybe a month, we'll get back to him to see how his career is going, and I'll be following him, see, you know, his career, see, how he progresses, and hopefully one day we'll be in the NFL. But for this week, just some pop news. The All-Stars have been announced for the reserve. And for the conference, Chris Bosh makes it for the Big Three. Big Three are now in the All-Star game. Surprising, big New Orleans gang, great player, but we've been talking about seven reserves and five starters and 12 players. Really just didn't expect to be him up for him. Roy Pitters actually made it for the Pacers. Pacers had a pretty good year this year. Andre Iguodala, no surprise, would be a success. I think he's the best this year. Is on the list. So Joe Johnson from the Hawks, Paul Pierce from the Celtics, and Darren Williams from the Nets. A lot of those players this year, which I think literally so. At this point, in the Western Conference, the reserves are LaMarcus Aldridge from the Blazers. They had a great year. Marcus Paul from the Grizzlies. Kevin Love from the Seawolves. Dirk Nowitzki makes the 11th straight All-Star game. And Tony Parker from the Spurs, from the Westbrook from the Thunder. And Steve Nash makes it from the Suns. Notable Kevin Garnett wasn't chosen this year after 14 consecutive selections. Wow, it's like Tim Duncan. Yeah, I didn't know about him. He's left out too after 13 in a row. Ray Allen, the Martin Sotomayor did not make it as well. First timer for Marcus Aldridge, Marcus Cole, Andre Iguodala, Roy Kinder, and Noel Dang all doing their first All Star game this year. And that should be fun. I talked about. I talked about the starters last week. Just to bring it up for you guys. And looking at it, did I have one up already? Starters for the East, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Derrick Rose, Dwight Howard, and Carmelo Anthony. Yeah, so I thought also Rondo did not make it. The only Celtics make this year, Paul Pierce, as a reserve, Lester, would have made it. me off the game. That's it. Sorry. Should be in a couple of weeks. The All-Star game. This is why you gotta get put on the spot. That's where the internet has been.
But I don't know for sure anymore. So if it was just me, I would say, you know, if
it was up to me. I mean, look at the good old days when you had Michael Jordan, Bud Webb, Dr. J. I mean, all these guys were the best in MMA. They played their heart out in the dunk contest. I mean, that's how it should be. I mean, you should have the best dunkers. And not to say that there aren't other players out there that should jump just as high. I mean, I'm not saying the competition hasn't been pretty good, but I just think it should be the best players. You know, I mean, LeBron is popular in the best dunkers, and yet he should be in the dunk contest, but he's never done it. So I don't know. Last decade has really kind of been no names in the dunk contest, and no question, it'll be a lot more fun to have the other big guys in there. So if it was my choice, I would have LeBron. Probably Paul McGee. I had a discussion about this earlier. I think Dwight Howard, I think, has always done very well in that process. And probably, and Bogerman. That would be my four. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, on other news, obviously the Super Bowl was last weekend. The final was Giants winning, Giants beating, the Patriots. But actually, I know, well, the draft obviously won. I know it's not too bad on the exact score. I think it was kind of one of the grand scores. Whenever I click on the headlines, there's always videos, and it's in that column, I click my campaign. Just quickly, score to get the exact score up. 21-17 Giants. When I'm talking and then I have my headphones ready to kind of like pop on the spot. So I'm trying to get a video to do stuff. But basically, start out with safety. Tom Brady was in the end zone. He threw it down the field. There was nobody in the area. So they called it intentional grounding. And then he intentional grounding in the end zone. His safety. And a couple field goals. Along with one touchdown, two touchdowns, and then one of the 2 points that was back here. And the Patriots just really, I don't know, they just can't get their offense going with the Giants. And they lost the last bowl against the Giants, and they lost another game. The Giants definitely have the number. I'll definitely get more on the game later, but Eli wins the second Super Bowl, Giants fourth Super Bowl in their history, and Tom Brady failed to get another one himself. So let's see if they come back next year. But happy for me, I do appreciate it. I was happy to see that. So it's amazing to see a team like that struggle through the entire season, come in with a 9-7 record, and just take charge. It's fun to see. It's impossible to win a pool picking other teams. And I got to the Giants. Somebody actually did pick the Giants in my 43 end of the year in the playoffs. So got to call, but sometimes you just got to pick random teams to be a lucky fan. All right. It looks like Murray State lost. Yeah, Murray State was the only unbeaten team in college basketball. And, yeah, it looks like today they lost. They're now 23-1. Lost the conference game to Tennessee State. Yeah, it's like college football. Yeah, it seems like Boise State and TCU and all that. Houston, they're number 7 because they're undefeated. I mean, 23-0, obviously. They're ranked number 7, but to lose a game at home to Tennessee State, I don't even know if they would want that call, but it's obviously a 6-10. So, to Murray State not having a great straight schedule because you know this will be in the best way. They're most likely headed to the Big Dance and not 23 one now. But no more teams are in college basketball. I'll get more on college basketball in a minute. And it's about that time to talk a little hockey. Well, I don't talk too much hockey, but I'll keep you guys up to date on the standings. One, just for me, I don't even look at the standings too often, but I did check it out on Thursday night with you guys. And here is the conference standings with Florida. I know I jumped right to them because, you know, that's the my not my age, but the South Florida. They're doing good. They're still in the number three spot. Still ahead of their division. I'm winning tonight against LA. But looking at the Eastern Conference, New York Rangers at 73 points. Number one, Boston 68 points. Number two, and then Florida hanging in there with the division leading. Will lead with number three with 61 points. You got the Flyers at 69 points. The Devils 66 points. Penguins 55 points. The Senators at 63 and the Maple Leafs at 62. Right below them is Washington and Winnipeg, 61 points for Washington, and Winnipeg is 58 looking in at the playoffs. At the Western Conference, Detroit, 34 points leading all of hockey with 74. Vancouver, 73, and San Jose was 64. The St. Louis Blues, 61 points at number 4. Nashville, 69 points at number 5. Chicago Blackhawks, 65 at number 6. And the Los Angeles Kings, 62 points at number 7. And Dallas Stars finished off 68. Phoenix and Minnesota all tied with Dallas. Still looking up in the playoffs. Calgary and Colorado only 1 point back. For a possible playoff first. Panthers, it's basically going to come down to their division. And when that division will be set up for a decent playoff run. Checking out the Southeast division for the Panthers, they are leading, but tied with the Washington Capitals at 61 points. Winnipeg at 58, Tampa Bay 62, and Carolina at 50. Fifth division. They're winning today, and holding on to that tiebreaker, so that's good for them. They're leading four games in the loss, so that's pretty good. Panthers, like I said, a lot of overtime games this year. 11. That might top all of hockey because a lot of shootouts have been had. Not good for them. But they're playing good, and hopefully they can keep it up. It seems like every time I check in with them, Thursday night, they seem to be leading the Southeast Division, so hopefully they can keep it up. Talk a little bit NBA. Obviously, on Thursday night, we don't have too many NBA games going on, but a good ones because the prime time. So the first game going on, it's four games today. LA Boston went into overtime, and LA won. I want to say Kobe had a big part in that. Checking out the game right here. Yeah, check it out. The video keeps playing. I got massive. Before the Lakers did win, they announced 15-11. Celtics 14-1. I really didn't find this matchup as appealing as it usually is. Honestly, this was a championship matchup. Went to overtime. LA wins 88-87. Only 6 points scored by LA, 5 points by Boston, the other side, so not high scoring at all. Only 15 and 18 points respectively for the four. So, most playing game, obviously, not an overtime game, not even reaching 90 by 18. Either good defense or bad offense, which I can see Keep engaging the players that are going on. But look at the stat sheet. World Peace, 2 points. Steve Houston, not that good. 34 minutes, 2 points. It's horrible. Gasol, 25 points and 14 rebounds. Andrew Bynum, again, so happy to have him on that team. 16 points, 17 rebounds. Kobe Bryant, 27. He led the whole game in scoring. And 5 rebounds and 4 assists. Other scores, Derek Fisher had 0 points in 24 minutes. That's completely horrible. Steve Blake had 5 points off the bench in 31 minutes. Matt Barnes, 11 points in 17 minutes. And Troy Murphy with 2 points in 24 minutes. So, yeah, not too good to do this either. I hope he did it right. That's 24. On the Celtics side, Paul Pierce, 18 points. 7 assists, 9 rebounds, almost getting a triple double. Kevin Garnett, 12 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists. Jermaine O'Neal, 2 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 block shots. I always find it funny when they get more block shots and points. Ray Allen, 22 points. He had 2 assists in rebounds. And Ray Rondo, 14 points, 7 assists, 2 rebounds. So, like I said, I think these two are honestly fighting for playoff spots. LA should be okay. A similar record. Yeah, the Celtics really not having a good year. You saw what them and the Knicks in the same division, and neither of them are leading the division. Other games going on real quick. Golden State Warriors defeating Denver. Looks like they're going to win up 109 to 101 with 20 seconds left. Houston beating Phoenix in Phoenix, 96-89. And the game going on right now on TNT is Oklahoma City at Sacramento. Oklahoma City wins this so far, 31. It's 8:15. Check that 8 minutes left. It looks like you're doing. And just to get you guys up there, I'm standing. Chicago winning 4 straight, 22-6. They have a 2-game lead of number 2 Miami Heat. 19-7. Off game today for Miami. They played 2 in a row. Last 2 games. 1, I actually attended. Thanks again, Kelly Anderson, for letting me have 2 of the tickets, which I am always very thankful for. And I would take advantage of it. Great opportunity, especially nowadays. It's so expensive. But that's the second game I've been to. Finally get a win when I go. We won the Cavaliers. Wasn't the same. I mean, obviously, the LeBron versus the whole team kind of paid. It was pretty cool. It's fun game. But Miami meeting last night at Orlando, so this like a 19-7. Philadelphia, only a game back in Miami at 18-8. Indiana, 17-8. And number 5, Atlanta, 17-9. Orlando flipping. They're down to 16-10. And the 6th spot, Boston hanging on there, 14-11. At the 7th spot, and Milwaukee, 11-14 in the 8th spot. The Knicks, not currently in playoff spot. They're a half game behind the Wolves. Number 8, Atlanta, 11-15. Cleveland, 10-14, has a shot. And the rest, horrible. Well, Charlotte, 3 wins here. Washington, 5. In the West, still, Oklahoma City at number 1, 20-5. 1-2 straight. San Antonio, 6-3. 18-9, only 3 games back in Oklahoma City from 2 spot. The Clippers, 4 games back, now 15-8. At number 4, Houston, 16-11. They're winning the 3 straight. The Lakers, at 16-11, are currently in the 5th spot, followed by Denver and Dallas, all with similar records. And Denver gets the 6th spot, Dallas number 7, and Utah finishes off the West, the 15-11 record. Portland, 14-12. Right there. With 1 more win, 1 more loss. Technically, they're below Utah. And then Memphis at 13-13. Minnesota, 13-13. And Phoenix, 11-15. All within range of the top 8. So, let's talk about the NBA a little bit. Bulls looking strong. It seems like the Miami played in the all-new, which, I mean, we should. mean, you line the shit on everybody. They have that chemistry. I think it's fine. I think there's just some games they just play like the games. Like, I don't understand. They can't just be a guy the whole team, every possession. You have guys like James Jones, Miller, Mario Chalmers, guys that can pick threes. This ain't that yet. I mean, they should be shooting more threes with the right guys. LeBron should drive more than he should. I don't know what it is. I just think that they don't get in the rhythm sometimes. I think it starts with turnovers at fast breaks. And just the stars that they have with LeBron and Wade and Bosch, they're going to get double teamed quite often. It's going to leave these other guys open. They shouldn't have any problems. Almost any possession would be able to do. And the 3-point game, I think, will be idolized so I think that's one of the factors. You have Chicago. Derrick Rose having a great year. Chauncey Billups on NBA News. He is actually going to be out for the season. I just remember that. So, tough break for the Knicks. And, speaking of the Knicks, I haven't really thought of too much, but they're calling it Lynn's Sanity. He's kind of like the North Pole of the Miami Heat. When you're Knicks, I mean, he's trying to mix back on it. He's thinking about him. Apparently big news in New York. Definitely if anybody wants to call in and talk about him. I don't know too much about going on, but people on Facebook and everything, they're doing great. Trying to find more about Lynn. Yeah, the update and stuff. Finally winning games. Yeah, they won 3 straight. Yeah, they won 3 straight. This is New Jersey, Utah, Washington. So I think it is a good thing. The Knicks have a great one. Oh man, I'm sorry. I totally said on the field that anime. Kind of caught me off guard. He's definitely a different. What happened to people as much. He was traded to the Knicks, but traded to the club. But yeah, it's a big loss for the man, honestly, mine with everybody. I did want to get. Eventually, I'm going to have Jake over. One of your friends. He lives in D.C. He works at one of the big clubs over there. Constantly has, whenever the Wizards have home games, the team coming in actually, they go out and have fun or whatever. And they come to his club and you get to constantly almost every night, like 3 or 4, guys that I would like, that you would know, maybe a couple of big stars. And so, I think he's in Miami to come in tomorrow, so I wanted to get a hold of him. On the show, I thought it was really interesting, but it's cool. One of these days, I'm going to have him on. He's just kind of cool with that. And more on the NBA, which I think the Knicks are going to be all right. I think if I had to pick notable teams, they're going to be in and out. I think the Knicks will make the playoffs because of Lynn is stepping up. I said it before, they're going to be kind of like that. Leading the team, I thought, yeah, Carmelo and Amari should be fine. But if you don't really have a point guard, it's so hard. You look at a great point guard, that's why certain teams are where they are. You look at Mario Chalmers and North Pole, they're doing really, really good. Obviously, both their growth. And on the other side, with San Antonio, you know, Tony Parker's doing great. I mean, top three, you know,
just looking at the bottom three, Orlando, Boston, Milwaukee.
I want to say Boston sneaks in. No higher than six. The Knicks, I think, will make it. Just, I don't think Milwaukee's going to make it. And I think Atlanta, Orlando, Boston, New York will finish up top five. I do believe Philadelphia, Indiana will be 2 and 3, 2 and 3 and 4. Yes, I know I am a Heat fan, but Miami, only two back. They're going to play Chicago again, and oh, if they win that, technically they're one game back. They're going to make up more than a game, I think, with the remaining like 40 games left. So I'm saying it right now. I think that the Heat will have the number one seed, but I believe Chicago will definitely come out for the money. In the West, Oklahoma City should have no problem with the number one seed. Number two, I want to believe the Clippers would probably finish there. The only other team I see possibly making it there is the Lakers. But I don't think the Lakers are going to do it. I think the Clippers are number two, and I guess San Antonio number four. I think the Lakers will be number San Antonio will be number three, and then I think the Lakers will be number four. Houston right now is number four. They kind of snuck up on me. I didn't know that, but I would say Dallas probably gets number five after LA, and then Houston at number six. And as for 7 and 8, I honestly am going to go out on the limb and say that if you occupy about 4 minutes, and Denver, Utah, don't submit in playoff, although Denver plays great. And I think Portland is playing really, really good. Minnesota, 13-13, they're doing a lot better, though. 64-10. They're playing good ball. I think the video is getting better and better in 10 months. And that's just going to keep in the ball. So I think they get better AC. That is enough for NBA talk. And let's see what we got going on here. Yes, it's time to talk about a little college football. Although, I guess, last time I talked about the football was last week. Talked about the FIU coach game. Football not going to Rutgers. Didn't hear me last week. I said it again. I'm really proud of that. A lot of times, coaches leave you like many teachers. Love you, you can trade us like that. Although, I don't think Rutgers is going to step up. Let me check in really quick. So let's start. Let's look really quickly at the rankings. What are they this week? Is Kentucky at number one? They definitely got a majority. Big majority of first place votes. Syracuse right behind them. Same record, 20-1. They're the number two seed. Ohio State, 20-3. Kind of the three in Missouri. They've got another four. That's 21-2. North Carolina at number 5, they're 20-3. Baylor at 21-2. At number 6, Kansas, 18-5. At number 7, Florida, 19-4. Murray State, 20-0, number 9. But like I said, maybe tonight, you'll see these out these spots for sure. Duke, number 10, at 19-4. Michigan State, 18-5. At number 11, Georgia, number 12, at 18-4. On and on and on. Notable, Florida State, 16-6, they're at number 16. St. Mary's, 22-2, at number 16. Like, I like looking at it because, like, there's 10 colleges in football. You see, I'm almost positive that some colleges are Division 1, 1A, and one sport, and there's Division 1, 2A, and other sports. Like, that's basketball, Harvard. Well, I guess they're 1A and football, but it seems like crazy. St. Mary's, I don't think there's this one 1A in football. Even Murray State, I think they're all in the 1-2A. But Harvard, actually, in the top 25, that's funny, so 22. I'd say Harvard isn't a whole lot of parts, but in football, we kind of lasted that big time. That's big sports, really. But I couldn't see them back in there. All the bad boys be dominated by Harvard and Brown and Yale and all that stuff. But now, honestly, it's a very good notice and have top five. And that is a quick ranking rundown with the college football. going to go to NFL.com. Just get a couple stats from this game. Talking about the Super Bowl, obviously. Before I get into Super Bowl, though, well, not any really news. He didn't talk about this man. Still with the Colts. No new talks with him. Still talks about whether he's going to keep him. Trap Andrew Luck. I mean, I honestly, I know it's like, I know it's business, but seriously, if I was the director or whatever, GM, the guy that made the call on this move with Peyton Manning, are you serious? You have such a good opportunity right now to keep Peyton Manning. All right, you know what it is, $28 million, but if you're going to spend $28 million on anybody, you're not going to spend it on a guy that's literally ran your franchise for the last 10, 15 years. This guy has done everything for your team. He's been healthy. He's won literally 10, 12, 13 games every year. I mean, this guy has done everything. And now, because, you know, you got to pay him extra money, they're not, I mean, all the talk so far is that they're not going to do it. They're going to draft. First of all, I know there's all the talk that Andrew Luck can be a ready quarterback. You still don't know that for sure. And even if he is, does that mean he's going to be great? Look at the Colts, man. They need a lot of help. The Colts have been Peyton Manning. Like, just because, I mean, they've been Peyton Manning and they've been good because Peyton Manning is that good. Because, I mean, there's other good quarterbacks, but I'm guaranteeing if you, you know, I don't think it's put Eli Manning on the Colts for the last 10 years that they would have been as successful. I hear a lot of talk about Eli being better than Peyton. Guys, I understand the one thing that everybody's going to say is how many rings do they have. I get it. But say that Eli is better than Peyton, it's totally a false statement. You know, it wasn't just Eli that won that game. It was the whole team. And I have so much respect for Eli Manning and what he's done and all the negativity about his play. He just goes out and does a great job. They're both losing quarterbacks, but I still think Peyton is one of the best of all time. Without question. He might be top three all time, honestly. It shows. I mean, look how good they were last year. And then he just taken out for 1 year and they win two games. But clearly, Peyton has a huge impact on his team. And I just think if it was up to me, I would sign him. Let him play for two more years. Say, look, this is your team. Andrew Luck needs to sit on the bench, play a couple snaps, and learn from the best quarterback. And he would be so good after those 2 years. And I think then you have solid replacement. And if you do that, then guess what? You don't have any bad years. You're going to keep going. It's going to flow so perfectly. But they want to save a little bit of money and not give the best player ever to wear a cold uniform. The bonus, whatever, and they want to trade him. It's just stupid. If they get Andrew Luck and some trade him, they want to say he has the ball. I mean, I'm not saying that he's not going to do a good job, but if you can't do more, he did. Kansas still had a pretty bad year as a whole. And I don't know. I just don't. You're not saying what he did. I mean, I don't think Andrew Luck's going to do better than the Cam Newton did in his year. Fans of almost every record possible. I just think it'd be totally stupid to be rid of Peyton. But if he does, like I said a couple times, I think that this offense has to do some try to get him, and I'll take Peyton Manning, for real. I mean, that was Peyton Manning, Reggie Bush coming back. I think he had a great year. Obviously, Daniel Thomas is going to get better. You talk about Brandon Marshall, the year that he had in the Super Bowl setting records. His heartline is gone best. You know, I like our odds. Let's see what the draft picks are good. And I'm rambling a little bit about football, but those are the topics. And, you know, I have to watch sports in there. Unfortunately, when I work, I do watch the game. That's what it is. Off and on, blah, blah, blah. And I hear a lot of debates, and fortunately, I have to listen to them. I don't get to do it. My hour, so I have to give out my opinions and what I would do. But, believe. I love the new term. Radio. That is pretty
The fans can hardly believe what they just saw.
And here's play number one. I will say, happy number one. It really is. I mean, obviously, you couldn't put the setting any better. Duke beating Carolina. I don't understand the defense. I don't know what it is, like the last 3 seconds of the game. You see it on the offense sometimes, like the guys totally. I mean, if it's the fourth quarter, obviously, they know the clock. They're not going to shoot 2 seconds after the clock. And you see, like, in the quarters sometimes, like, they totally, like, it's like a tenth of a second, they're still dribbling. Like, what are you doing? But in this case, I was a little shocked by the defense on the guy shooting. 1 second left, he's giving the guy 3 feet of space. I understand he's down the 3-point line, but you're up two. Let him drive. I mean, the reason you don't play up is you don't want to drive past you. But in this case, if he did, the worst that he had, what he does is tie it. You don't give him a three. And this is what happens.
And he has favorable pick.
Who will take the shot?
Will he make the two or two? Oh! Unbelievable!
Yes, Austin Rivers 3, and Duke beating North Carolina. Should be back up in the top. Well, yeah, Duke, I think they have the best. Duke, it's a big one for them in the ACC, obviously. So, really quick before, well, here's my South Florida sports update. I already talked about the Heat. They're number 2 in the East. They're doing better. They're watching last game, but like I said, it was against Orlando. Orlando, I mean, not nothing against them, but they could be hit or miss sometimes. Yeah, but we killed them the first game. Finally, they were a different team. They made more threes. I didn't look at the stat books, but I guarantee you that was the reason they won. Marlins, no other news really on them. Working at my job for Fanatics, we now have 4 colors of new Marlins hats. We've got the gray and white ones and the black ones and head on down. But we've had the orange ones and the black ones. I believe those are the 2 colors that we're wearing on the field. So that should be fun. A lot of negativity on the new look. A lot of positive thoughts on the suit. It is what it is. I personally think it looks pretty awesome when they start wearing it. Pretty retro. Nobody has any complaints about those like key colors, like white, pink, and something. You got a problem with orange and blue, like, seriously? I'm digging it. I love those blue, man. Cool colors. I think a lot of colors would be the same. But here's what it is. The Florida Panthers, like I talked about them earlier, they're still in the division, so they're currently 3rd in the Eastern Conference. It'd be a great playoff spot if they make it. They got to win it. I mean, they're tied with the division. But with the tiebreaker, they're that close to either being in 3rd seed or the 9th seed. They're either in the playoffs or not. That's how close they are. Either being in a great spot or no spot. Wonder what happens. Nerve-wracking. So hopefully they can keep winning and make that playoff spot. Not going to jump on the bandwagon. Not a diehard, but a Panthers fan. But I support South Florida all the way. And I really hope that they do good. And I guess talk about FIU, not too much going on there. Like I said, tomorrow football is staying for another year, so good for them. And Dolphins, no news really on them. Last 2 weeks ago, the Pro Bowl as well. Brandon Marshall, 4 touchdowns, losing record for a Pro Bowl. And that's pretty much it on the South Florida Sports Update. My final thought. Kind of just ramble a little bit. I guess my final thought should be football and football related. I kind of had some details about Peyton already and about Eli. My thoughts really on the Giants, I guess. What kind of franchise are they? What are they going to do? Are they going to do the same thing next year? Are they going to play? Look at the last four games. Starting from the Cowboys game. And then Atlanta. And then, I don't know. 5 minutes. did. They lose not five games. They lose, had to win all of them in the Super Bowl. The Cowboys, the Dodgers, the 49ers at San Francisco. They win the Lambeau, beat the Packers. Then the Patriots. Can't say enough about what that is. I mean, you're talking about how many wins that they get. I mean, you're talking about the 13 wins, the 49ers team, 15 win Packers team, and 13 win New England team. Not being at home in either of those games. I mean, you're thinking if that's the same team that steps out on the field next year, then how many wins are they going to get? But my thought is that they're always going to be a decent team, a team that you definitely start winning the schedule. But I don't see them ever going to be the way that they have. They're just the type of team that put their back against the wall, they perform. And I just think that they could be in a better position when it comes to playoff time. I know that they obviously succeed, but it's not like they're really going to keep doing that. I mean, it's not like next year they're going to be 6 feet or whatever, 4 feet and 9 or 10 wins. And they're going to keep putting on the rope. Especially if they're not good at it. But you don't want to keep putting yourself in that position. It is exciting. I think next year they need one more game because obviously, you're looking at this team and they're capable of doing things. It should be a team that wins 14 games. I personally think that next year they should win 14 games. But I don't see it happening. But I see them winning 11. So my final thought is next year in the final event. Winning the division because, let's face it, we're looking back. I think it'll be a close battle with the Eagles. And that division. Cowboys, let's say honestly, make three changes. They're not going to get them. It's hard to really judge it because that's Tim Romo. I mean, they're not going to get rid of him. Murray is a good running back, and Des Bryant, Miles Austin. I mean, they have good wide receivers with me. I don't know what's going to be. That division is going to be fun next year. I think it'll be a lot better than this year. And with that, I just want to say thank you guys for joining me for another edition of the Thimble Sports Rep. Make sure to join me next Thursday. I haven't officially said it, but obviously no more football. So no more Thimble NFL pregame shows. It is turning into definitely a seasonal show. Within time, we'll just try to get a Heat show or an NBA show. So look forward to that. It's going to be awesome. But for now, it's just Thimble Sports Rep every Thursday night at 11. Make sure to join you a lot in the first thing. And on Tuesday night, we'll be good at Sports Talk. And with that, I'm going to say congratulations to the Giants. You guys are well-deserved champions. And looking forward to next week's show. Like I said, top three commercials. And hopefully the top three plays. I'll try earlier in the week, in a month, so I'll have some time. And with that, I want to say thank you. Have a good night. And I'll see you guys next week.